From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
And this is the Puro Party mix. No? This is actually called Zumbia Puro Party by...
Zumbia Puro Party.
By...
Are you sure it's not Zumba?
Zumbia.
Okay.
Puro Party by Master Blaster Sound System. Lots of great music. A variety of music again today. So let's get right into it.
A mouthful.
Right to the point.
Hasta la madre.
Master Blaster Sound System is a collection of DJs who just explore the party scene, but they really, I think they do a great job of just getting the bodies moving, which is what you're supposed to do on that old DJ thing, right?
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, you don't want to be a DJ and like, he's really good at making people take naps.
Not these guys. They've got a new album out. That's a cut from the new album. There's also a very cool video that goes along with that. And
we'll post it.
Post it on the website. We've got more party music coming up. You brought a track.
What are we going to listen to next? Oh, Homenaje a Justino by Uproot Andy. I have a lot to say about this song, but why don't we listen to it first?
There was a lot going on in that song. I really loved the whole marimba thing. It's so simple. The beats and the rhythms are so simple.
Oh, but they have so much story behind them. And it's There's just so much history behind them.
So what did we hear?
That was Uproot Andy doing Homenaje a Justino. Homenaje a Justino. Justino Garcia was a master of the marimba. And the lyrics say, Señor Justino Garcia, un hombre muy popular, con su marimba en la mano, puso a temblar el litoral. So, Justino Garcia, a very popular man, with his marimba in hand, he made the coast tremble.
And we saw when we went there 3 years ago how important marimba is to that Pacific Coast culture and various parts of Colombia. The marimba, all over Latin America, actually.
Yeah.
Various forms of marimba.
It's very interesting. Colombia's Pacific coast, because of its geography and its climate, during the colonial times, the Spanish would bring African slaves to work in the mines. And because of its geography, a lot of palenques came to be. Palenque is where African slaves would run away and live in freedom. And that's this musical richness, including the marimba. The marimba is like a wooden xylophone. It looks a lot like the African balafon of West Africa. And you had all these instruments, you know. You can also hear the guasa, which is like a tube filled with rice or seeds that makes that kind of water noise. And I should say that the band, the original band that Uproot Andy is remixing, is called Socavón, which literally means a mining cave.
Huh.
Yeah. So there, it's that whole historic richness. And I don't know, what's so amazing to me is, you know, we do more than just a music show, because it's always more than just music. I mean, music is just a window into historical experiences. Just from this song, you can learn, not only is it a great dance track, but just from this song, you can learn about human resilience. You can learn about the fact that people create music wherever they go, and they carry music with them. Somehow, these African slaves who went through hell, they still carried the seed of beautiful music in them and of endurance. I mean, ultimately, it's the story of human resilience.
All over the New World. And it manifested in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
So many different ways.
Yeah.
And we have this first part of the show stacked with music that refers back to older cultures and indigenous music. The next song is something I brought in. It's by a guy named Matias Aguayo.
That rings a bell.
And the name of the track is Llegó el Don. Llegó el Don is from his new album, The Visitor.
Like the dawn is here.
Yep. Llegó el Don. And
because you wrote down the title in our notes, you wrote it like Eldon. Like the, like some guy named Eldon.
Okay, just because I can't type. Okay. Don't get on my case.
Sorry, Don Felix.
Okay. This is a great album, and the album is jam-packed with a lot of cultural references because he recorded it over 5 years, traveling in different countries, different cultures, even going all the way to a studio in Europe and Germany. Let's stop talking about it. Check this track out. It's called Llegó el Don, or El Don, or Eldon.
Eldon is okay. Here. Eldon.
Traigo
That's hypnotic.
It's very hypnotic.
It's almost like when your heart is racing. It sounds like, you know, running really fast and your heart is pounding. There's this, the franticness of it. It kind of emulates a racing heart.
I felt just the opposite. It was so relaxing and
really?
So smoothing. Yeah, so
this
smooth.
This is what relaxing sounds like to you?
You know, this is what, yeah. And I tell you,
I get it, because it's so hypnotic that you lose yourself in that beat.
You know, and I thought about that as we're putting the music together, because it made me reflect back on my fascination with Afro-Cuban music, and especially Santeria-based music with the endless cycles where rhythms overlay each other, and then you get lost in rhythm, and you can kind of almost go into a trance in a way,
yeah,
of figuring out where everything is. Like there is no one. There is no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2. It doesn't start like this. It just goes over and over and over.
Yeah.
And that is soothing to me. So when I was playing this music and listening to it, I just reflected back on how that is just such an important part. And it's funny how you say it's frantic. And for me, it's so relaxing.
Well, it's also universal. I think the reason beat is universal is because, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's emulating the rhythm of your heart.
If you have a heartbeat, then you have music going within you. What's curious to me is how some people don't make that connection, where they don't, you know, they say they can't dance, or they can't move, or they can't sing, or they don't hear music, or they don't even like music. But still, within us, we have music. Okay, we're getting too esoteric. Let's get back to more music, because we do have some more.
Well, we have a very percussion heavy. I just realized we had a really percussion heavy
first
show.
Part of the,
yeah,
show. But now we're going to switch gears just a little bit, because there's still some propulsion to this song. But now we bring in words, and now we bring in concepts, and now we bring in rap.
Yeah, this is La Mala Rodriguez. ¿Quién manda aquí? Who's the boss here, Felix?
Let's listen to this music and avoid that question.
Nunca se vive suficiente, le dijo ella al dependiente. Nunca se vive para siempre, y fue entonces urgente. Quien no entiende el reflejo no conoce al oponente. Falta de ternura, compromiso indigente. Volveremos a vernos en cualquier otro continente. ¿Quién me ayuda si no yo a caer por la pendiente? Cuando no queda de mi brota. Y si ya tengo el agua que me da la lluvia, si conozco lo grande que me da el cielo, si ya tengo lo oscuro que me da la noche, si entiendo lo que en llegar, no me importa esperar, si me atrevo a cruzar esa línea, no creo que vuelva, pero recuerda, mi fe es intocable y sé cómo salirme de las cuerdas, en mí la luz y las tinieblas, partituras rotas, todas en las corrientes, entre las piernas, pensamientos en la celda, si no nace, en ti siembra. Y si ya tengo el agua que me da la lluvia, si conozco lo grande que me da el cielo, si ya tengo lo oscuro que me da la noche, y entiendo lo que pasa cuando el fuego, si se abren los caminos cuando hay estrellas, si puedo vivir o lo que cae al suelo, si no me falta la esperanza, gracias.
At the risk of stating the obvious, language was the rhythm there. I just love the way. That's her magic. That's what she does. She just makes that rhythm just pop with her lyrics, with her rapping, with her flow.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about good hip hop. You know, it's again what we were saying about, you know, how people were able to make instruments back in the day and still with, you know, a tube and some grains of rice and some seeds or some pieces of wood, because at the end of the day, you carry that inside of you. And that's what she's saying in the lyrics. She's saying, who's the boss here? What do I need? I already know that the rain brings me water. I mean, it's a very simplistic, you know, the power is inside of you, possibly cheesy statement, you know, Disney. But at the end of the day, you know, we look for beauty in so many things, and we carry that inside of ourselves. I mean, our heartbeat is music. How crazy is that?
It's
whoa!
It is part of nature. And it's a nice segue. It's a nice turnaround to focusing back on the words from the music and how they combine, because the next track I brought in is by a guy named David Garza, who's based in Austin, who is one of my favorites, a very underrated but extremely talented singer, songwriter, performer, musician. He's got a new album out. Where's my notes? Oh, sorry. He's got a new album out called Human Tattoo. I think it's his strongest ever. He's been a mainstay in Austin.
You're a big fan of this guy.
I just really like this guy. Okay. And I just want him to just, I want more people to hear him because I think they dig it too. This is called Weigh You Down. And it features one of our favorites, Nina Diaz from Girl in a Coma.
I like her.
Check this out. It's very, very cool.
I've been thinking about you. And all the precious things you do. How you lift my spirit when times get rough. Baby, and if who can see. You're so young and wild and so sweet. No one will weigh you down with my love. You got a heartbeat so wild. Yeah, and you laugh like a child. How could anything I give you ever be enough? Flashes eyes at me. I can feel God show me his mercy. Never want to weigh you down with my love.
Down. Oh, down. Ooh, yeah.
Ain't gonna
in his glory bound.
Beautiful and soothing. She has such a great voice.
The two of them together, I really like that. Yeah. I really like them together. You know, and you're right. I think he does have a singular voice and a singular vision, you know. And you got to think about it. Well, we made that curve. We turned that curve from Columbia all the way to Texas. And you got to think about it because that whole Texas scene, you know, if you haven't been there and you haven't experienced it, San Antonio, Austin, you know, that little area right there, these musicians and that life, it combines like Mexican music, country music, rock music, and they've produced these musicians that have just, it produced Girl in a Coma, it produced David Garza, Alejandro Escobedo. It's all part of that one-of-a-kind expression down there in Texas. And it just, as soon as I heard it for the first time, I just fell for it. I wish you would come out to the East Coast more often and just spread that magic, because this is a very, very good album. And I'm going to feature now another album from a San Antonio band. We're going to stay in Texas for a while. We've left Columbia and various
places. I'm a little worried about the title of this.
This next song,
12 Heads in a Duffel Bag.
And it's by a band called the Crayolas. And they have been a staple of the San Antonio music scene since the mid-70s. They disbanded in 1980 and they reformed. It's two brothers, David and Hector Saldana. They're a rock band that, again, mixes in some of that accordion conjunto with rock and roll. They're an accordion rock and roll band. And they play party music, they do all this stuff, but this is their track from their new album called Tormenta. It's one of the tracks that takes on heavier subjects.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I mean, when you're living on the Mexico-US border and you make a song called 12 Heads in a Duffel Bag.
I Googled that phrase to try to get some more information because it's based on a news report. It's based on an actual something that happened in Mexico. So I looked for that. And it's a little, I just got bummed out because the number of stories that came back about beheadings on the part of the drug cartel, it's just overwhelming. This song, I think, very eloquently puts all of that into context and helps us understand that or comes to grips with it. Again, this is the Crayolas, and this is Corrido 12 Heads in a Duffel Bag.
Mataron a los soldados, nunca volverán. Dejaron los cuerpos descabezados, nunca sabrán quiénes son. 12 heads in a bag, left on the side of the road, found in a country God no longer knows. 12 heads in a bag, I swear I read it yesterday. Buried like the others on page 27A. 12 heads in a bag, lost count to my dismay. 5,300 must have all got in the way. Some of them down on the pass in old Guerrero State, where one man's back porch is another's graveyard fate. Da 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 da. 12 heads in a bag, screaming out, what did you do? Wrapped up like garbage, be thankful it ain't you. Found a few in Chiapas, down in Juarez too, where the girls lost all faceless and the killers wear no shoes. 12 heads in a bag, pending family notification, short military haircut, cartel retaliation,
everyone, you take the note, says man, we'll take 10 on the road into the city. The machete always wins. Da 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 da. 12 heads in a bag, 8 soldiers, barely boys, tortured and shot up. Boys will be boys. All the Mexican authorities were offended, or so they say, at the sight of a cartoon that ran on Christmas Day. Da da dum, 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 da da.
I got to tip my hat to those guys, the Criollos, for taking on a subject like that in a very meaningful way. The rest of the album, they do touch again on some heavier subjects, but it's mostly a reflection of, again, what we were talking about, that bicultural lifestyle in San Antonio and Austin and along the border. Mexican, rock, country, it's all mixed in together. One of the songs they do a cover of the Ramones' I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, but they do one in English and one in Spanish. And to me, that was just so typical of that bicultural lifestyle. It's just a matter of fact. And I loved it.
Borders are just such interesting places, you know, because there is that fusion. And you do realize that when it comes to, I don't know, when it comes to biology and culture, borders are kind of irrelevant. They don't exist.
Yeah.
I'm so deep today.
God, I want to sit and ponder and think about it. Okay. Let's get back to it.
Let's do it.
All right. What are we going to close the show with today?
We're going to cross the border into a band from Guadalajara.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice.
Is it your family from Guadalajara?
Guanajuato.
I always confuse Guadalajara and Guanajuato.
The other G. The other G.
A band from Guadalajara who is now based in Mexico City. Apache Raspi is the bassist for a band called Suave as Hell. He has a new album, and the new album is called Remedios Varios. He calls it a licuado folclórico, a folk.
Licuado is like one of those fruit drinks that are mixed in.
It's a smoothie.
It's like a Mexican smoothie sort of.
I mean, truth be told, licuado is a smoothie, right?
No, smoothies are licuados.
Smoothies are licuados. I want to say, I think Latin Americans invented the smoothie.
There you go.
I mean, all across Latin America, we make these smoothies since forever. My mom used to drink these smoothies. Like, my favorite are like milk and a fruit, like papaya and milk, or banana and milk. And you have these stands. Like, the best licuados I've tried were in Dominican Republic. Some really good ones in Mexico, but definitely Colombia had some great licuado. Remember when we went to Colombia?
Yes.
And you were lying in the bathroom.
That's good. That was altitude sickness.
While I drank my licuado in the balcony.
Okay. We're way off the subject of the song.
This is El Cantar del Jilguero. And a jilguero is a goldfinch. So the song of the goldfinch.
Siento ahí.
want to remind our listeners that you can hear this song and every song we've played on the show today in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And don't forget about Alt Latino Radio 24/7, all the songs we've ever played on the show at npr.org/music. Our thanks to our producers, Jessica Goldstein and Soraya Mohammed. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I guess I'm Jasmine Garst. I'm not sure anymore.
This has been Alt Latino.
It's been a very deep Alt Latino.
Very.
Whoa!